When John Bohr and his wife Eula May launched Zero Foods in 1946 to deliver frozen food to businesses in Houston, America's distribution system consisted of countless small local firms. So Bohr set about consolidating it. In 1970, he persuaded 8 similar firms to merge with his to form the Systems Services Company, or Sysco, which he then expanded through a series of acquisitions. Bohr died in 2007, but on December 9th, his firm announced a deal which, if antitrust regulators approve it, may be the culmination of his visionary strategy. In an acquisition valued at $8.2 billion, Sysco will buy US Foods, its closest rival in America. There has been speculation for years that these two firms would get together. Thanks to its strategy of acquisitions and an obsession with cost control and efficiency it got from Bohr, Sysco has long been the market leader in delivering food, frozen and otherwise, to schools, fast food chains, and even fancy Michelin-starred restaurants. With US Foods, it will account for over a quarter of the American market. Food producers will not relish the extra clout of the combined firm. Likewise, restaurants, which will lose the chance to get lower prices by playing off Sysco and US Foods against each other. After a hard year of slow growth and a scandal over poor storage of perishable food in some depots in California, Sysco hopes to return to what it knows best, stripping out costs. The outlook may be grim for employees of US Foods, who had hoped for an easier exit from 6 years of ownership by Clayton Dubilier and Rice. Workers would doubtless have preferred an initial public offering or even a sale to a big retailer like Walmart. Successfully integrating two such sprawling, decentralized firms, Sysco alone has more than 70 operating businesses in America, is likely to take several years. That will create opportunities for smaller rivals, such as Performance Food Group and the innovative Gordon Food Services, to poach customers disgruntled by the merger process. It will also hold back Sysco's efforts to apply its strategy to markets outside America.